Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:17. Good morning. That's probably the only Kanye song I actually like Kanye in. It's not even a Kanye song either. It's a, what was she like, a supermodel? Named Adele or something. She did some singing. Kanye did the rap. American Boy. All American Boy Tom Morgan here on your radio. So excited. Okay, no, I'm not. It is Wednesday, though. We're halfway through the week, and sooner or later, we're going green. And if you live in central Pennsylvania, you're totally confused. Because two out of four of our backyard counties, we call them, two out of four of them are going green. The other two aren't. And maybe it has to do with population. Well, I don't know. Maybe not. Because when you look at our backyard, which is Northumberland, Snyder, Union, and Montour counties, the two smaller counties are Union and Montour. The two bigger ones are Northumberland, the largest, and Snyder County. Snyder's going green. How'd that happen? Well, we don't know. And Montour's going green. Isn't that the one with Geisinger sitting right in the middle? How'd that happen? I don't know. So here we are, just kind of wondering, like, what's this weekend going to bring? What's the rest of this week going to bring? Is the governor going to say, hey, you know what? You other two kids in the yard, you go out and play too, and it'd be fine. But we don't know. So we all just kind of stand by and say, well, I guess I'll just stay in the house and wait. Sure, I'll put my mask on and go out to the supermarket. But can't go to my favorite restaurant, can't go to the bar, can't go to the barbershop or the beauty parlor, can't get my nails done. Unless I go to the other county. Bum, 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 bum. I wonder what it's going to do for our area, because everybody considers our area. This is our backyard. So what if my barbershop is in Northumberland County? Will I stray? Will I cheat on my barber and go to Montour County or Snyder County? Find me a new barber shop. Then your barber, the guy who's cut your hair, and for you ladies, your beautician, your salon, how could you do this to me? How could you leave me? I'm sorry. I needed a haircut. I had to do it. Now, we think of the bars and the restaurants. Hey, let's go to Snyder County. They got bars open. Or Montour County. That's fine, because we could go to any restaurant we want. But it's the faithful things. Are you going to cheat on your barber and cross the county line? Don't do it. Don't do it. Your barber's counting on you. And you ladies who are getting your nails done, well, there's a nail shop over in the other county.
I went to a niece.
You went to, oh, your niece cut your hair? Hey. That's not bad looking, Mark.
Well, it's a clipper job.
Yeah.
It's mostly clippers like you do your beard with.
Like a four or number three? Could you flip the clipper?
I heard the word two, but I don't know what she was talking about.
You look good. You look good. Do you think the governor's going to give us, the rest of us, the green light by Friday? Because I think it's unfair that two out of four of us are going green.
I don't think he's going to give it to us by Friday, but he probably will next week, I would think. After a while, there's going to be such a mutiny that everybody's going to explode around here.
See, that's what I was just talking about. I mean, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to start anything, people, but I feel lucky that my barber is in Montour County.
Oh, he's already there.
So I'm going there. But I got thinking about the guys that, you know, they like that barber shop on Market Street in Sunbury. Are they going to cheat and go to Snyder County? It's an interesting point.
I'm hoping my regular barber rents a chair somewhere in Snyder County.
There you go. You can always do that. So if you see Mark's barber, who I'm supposing is in Northumberland County, if you see him just randomly in the middle of Market Street standing next to a chair. Help the guy out. 94KX. What a combination, Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber. All these talents coming together in music. Tom and Laura, the talent here coming together. Laura's at home. I'm here in the studio. We'll check with Laura in just a bit. News is up next. Quite the talent list there. Mark has got the news. Rob's got the sports. And Steve has the weather. America's Got Talent started on TV last night. A new season. Yeah, don't worry about it. I missed it too. I don't know. These shows kind of get on my nerves. I don't want to be that guy, but I just think there's more talent less than there is talent. You know what I mean?
Back to America's Not So Talented.
Yeah, that.
Let's meet Sheila.
Well, I live in Anadarko, Oklahoma.
Okay.
I'm a stay-at-home mom, single mother of eight. And I cook a lot.
Okay.
While I was a cooking one time, I started making some noises with the whisk and the spoon, pan, and the pot lid.
Okay.
And one of my kids, I don't remember which one, said, "Mama, that sounds like a song."
And here she is performing Louie Louie. Here's Sheila with her one-woman pots and pan band.
Oh, that's great.
Can I get a redo?
No.
No, Sheila.
No.
It's one and done.
Give me another chance.
Stay tuned for more America's Not So Talented.
Please don't send me back to Oklahoma.
Get off the stage, Sheila.
I got a lot of people.
Well, that's not much of an entertaining show now, is it? 94KX, Camila Cabello. What is that? What is that line in the rap there? Something about, "You come next to me, you're going to get a fever." I think they should readjust that song. This is a pandemic. And then he says afterward, "Because I'm hot." No. Why would I really get a fever, huh? 6:46, Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX. All right, earlier this hour, I made fun of America's Got Talent. I called it talentless or America's Got Not So Much Talent because of some of these people they dig up. The show debuted last night. Don't know if you watched it, but it actually did have a moment. Now, I truly feel these shows are rigged. American Idol, all these things, The Voice, I feel they're all rigged. But you might not agree. And when I hear stuff like this, I almost want to believe it.
Let's start with your name, please, sir.
My name is Archie Williams.
Then where are you from, Archie?
I'm from Louisiana. I was just incarcerated for 37 years for somebody else's crime.
Ooh.
What?
DNA freed me.
Don't let the sun go down on me. Although I search myself, it's always someone else I see. I just allow a fragment of your life to wander free.
Amazing. That guy can sing.
I'd say we got about 3,500 yeses here.
37 years in prison, and now he's on America's Got Talent. Wow. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. If you're gone, I could carry on because you have a broadcast unit in your office and you can talk to me. So there you go. It's all good. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom here in Sunbury in the studio. Laura's still home, week 9, but we're making it happy, aren't we?
We are trying to bring you the good news, the positive stuff, making the best out of a sort of crazy situation that has gone on quite a long time.
It certainly has. Earlier this hour, I talked about possible mutiny. Like, what if your barber is in Northumberland County and you're so disgusted with your hair? You cross county lines to Snyder County to get your hair cut on Friday. Dun, dun, dun.
See, now, here's the thing.
Okay.
Matt, the news guy, would say that that's a total violation.
See,
because
that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
You have your guy or girl.
Uh-huh.
You don't just go to somebody brand new because you're that desperate. You hold out for your person.
You say that again because I like the way you said that.
You hold out for your person.
There it is.
Like my guy. I got a guy, right? I got a guy.
You got a guy? Okay.
Who puts the gorgeous blonde highlights? Oh, wait. It's all natural. Just kidding.
Oh, yeah, that. Okay.
Just kidding.
Okay.
The blonde highlights on my head.
Uh-huh.
I travel a tiny distance to go visit my Jer Bear.
Yes, you do. Jer Bear is in another county far, far, far.
He is. And guess what? I'm waiting.
You're holding out, aren't you?
I am.
Okay. Well, that's good. See, and that's what I talked about. Like, some ladies have their nails done and they have their favorite lady to do their nails. Maybe it's in a county that's still yellow. So, do you mutiny? dun, dun, dun.
No, I feel like you wait for your person.
There you go. I totally agree. Let's all stay happy and cross our fingers that we'll all be green sometime soon. Speaking of happy, a new survey is out. The happiest songs in America. I thought it was kind of funny.
I don't think that Matchbox 20 song made the list.
No, I don't. No, I don't either. So here's one that I totally agree with, but I never would have thought of
happy.
It. So, no. So here's the deal. I want you to throw it out there on social media with Tom and Laura this morning.
Oh, what the happiest songs.
What is your happy go-to song? Because according to the survey, the number one song was by ELO.
Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long, so long.
Mr. Blue Sky is the number one happy song.
That is a happy song.
It is, and I totally agree. I'm like, how come I didn't think of that? Sure, it goes way back to the 70s, but...
We had ELO on our turntable this past weekend.
What do you know? There you go. Now, number two, I'm not sure about it. It's a Queen song, but not a real popular Queen song.
I'm traveling at the speed of light. I want to make a supersonic man out of you.
I love this song.
Don't stop me now. All right, so that's the number two happy go-to song.
And okay.
Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm only doing the top three. Number three.
Really?
The Bee Gees, Stay Alive. Ah, there's got to be more choices than that. So we want to know. Tom and Laura want to know.
All right, what's your go-to get happy song? What was the number one?
ELO, Mr. Blue Sky. Number two,
okay.
Don't Stop Me Now by Queen. And number three, Staying Alive by the Bee Gees.
Mr. Blue Sky.
Let us know. News is next. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Well, according to a survey, the number one happy song, and we can't get it to play again. Gosh darn it. The number one happy song is...
Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why.
Yay.
Now, what were you saying?
Good morning. I don't have social media, but I just want to let you know my happy song is Hey Ya by The Outkast.
Hey Ya by Outkast.
Yeah, that's a great song.
My all-time happy song.
Does it make you wag your head and throw your hands in
it
the air?
It certainly
and go,
does.
Hey Ya, Hey Ya.
Yep.
Well, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Have a happy day.
Bye.
94KX, Tom and Lauren. That's What Makes You Beautiful. There's a happy song. You're beautiful. Wake
it's
up, you're beautiful.
It's a very happy song.
Just brush your teeth and you're beautiful. There you go. Anyway, a survey asked, what's your happiest song, your happy go-to song? And Mr. Blue Sky, if you don't know it, Google it. It goes back into the 70s with the Electric Light Orchestra. I got to ask you, Laura. We're in the music industry, so we have tons of songs rattling around in our heads. This is a tough one for me. How about you?
Yeah, because you texted me and I was like, Tom, that's a really hard question.
Can you answer it?
I can. I have an old one and a new one.
Well, that's kind of cool. Okay, let's cover the decades here.
Okay, so old would be John Denver, Sunshine on My Shoulders.
Aww, it makes you happy.
Sunshine it
doesn't make on your shoulders makes you happy. Yeah, that's it.
Right.
Okay.
And then a newish one within at least the last decade is Shake It Out by Florence and the Machine.
Oh, I like me some flow once in a while.
I do too.
You know, I'm kind of the same way. Even with our age difference, I go way back with All You Need Is Love by the Beatles.
Oh, that's
love
a great
is all you
song.
Need. I mean, the phrase by Lennon, All You Need Is Love, Love Is All You Need, just about says it all. I also find myself, like, if I'm driving down the road and this song comes on the radio, I turn it up really loud, and that's Beautiful Day by U2. I don't know.
That's a great song.
I don't know what makes me like it so much, but I find myself slapping the steering wheel saying, it's a beautiful day, don't let it slip away. I don't know.
Because it is a beautiful day. Every day is a beautiful day.
And stuck somewhere in the middle there is a song that a lot of people don't know until it became like a Gap TV commercial in the 90s. And that was Bill Withers' It's a Lovely Day. Anybody Google that one. It's a Lovely,
it's a lovely
day. Lovely
day.
Day.
What
lovely
commercial
day.
Was it
lovely
in?
Lovely Day. Some Gap. Remember how Gap was bringing back all the oldies and remixing them in the 90s and Y2K?
Yes.
And people
okay,
were like,
here we go.
So I got it up on the old laptop.
She's going to Google it. It's a lovely day, lovely day, lovely day.
Oh, except there's an ad, of course.
Of course. So anyway, we want to know your favorite. We want to know your favorite go-to happy song. Just log on with Tom and Laura, right?
Yeah, so the 94KX Facebook page, I put like a cool little graphic, and I was like, we want to know, what's your go-to get happy song?
There it is. And we'll check it from time to time.
All right, here it is. Can you hear it?
Yeah, listen to that bass.
Menagerie. Oh, I remember this in the Gap commercial.
There you go. It's actually Bill Withers.
Who knew?
The same guy who did the song that's relived in the COVID, Lean on Me When You're Not Strong.
Yes.
But he also did Lovely Day. So there you go. I'll pick a go-to sooner or later. But we want to know yours with 94KX.
Oh, Tom, you just added a song to my playlist on my phone.
Yay! 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Billie Eilish, and we're looking for your happy songs. Now you got me thinking of the song, Laura, and you know.
And you had to play it.
Well, we're not going to play the whole thing because it goes way back into the 70s. We got Biter's Birthday Buddies coming up, and that makes us very happy. Plus the chance for you to win on Friday. But this is Lovely Day.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes.
This is not the corn tunes. This is the real thing, okay?
Something without...
Yeah, this is really Bill Withers.
Yeah.
It's heavy on my mind.
It's going to be a sunny day today. Everybody sing.
When I look at you, everything is all right with me.
Hey, Laura. Just one look at you. It's going to be a lovely day, everybody. So.
I would sing along, but I'm 2 seconds behind.
Technicality, technicality. Lovely day.
It's a lovely day.
Absolutely love that song. What is your go-to happy song? Tom and Laura want to know. Log on our Facebook and make it happen. Did you hear that call we got earlier today? The woman said she doesn't have social media, but she still wants to participate. Her go-to song was Outkast, Hey Ya, so we played it for her, right?
Yeah, it was great.
Musical birthdays today. Andre 3000 of Eight.
No way. From Outkast.
He's celebrating a birthday today. Nobody knows how old he is, but I'm thinking he's got to be probably about 40 years old by now. But Andre 3000 is his... what do you call it? Stage name or whatever for Outkast. Yes. Also, here's a name you might not realize. Neil Finn is 62 years old. He was the lead vocalist for Crowded House. They had some hits in the 80s. Now, he's the lead vocalist for Fleetwood Mac. And let me tell you, he sucks. Okay, so stop. It's just my...
Wow. Tell us how you really feel.
You got rid of Lindsay Buckingham, guys. What's wrong with
you?
I
know. That was not cool. Couple of comments on the 94KX Facebook page.
All right, what you got?
Kenny Rogers, The Gambler.
Oh, my. Okay.
Hey, you like what you like.
Yeah.
And then this is a cool one. Gives her the feels of Caribbean life in Jamaica. It's Terry Lennon, Your Love is My Love.
Oh, there you go.
Isn't that great?
You guys are so creative. Keep them coming. Wow. Okay, musical birthdays, your comments on social media, and now the local celebrities that we call...
Biter's Birthday Buddies!
Happy birthday to Angie Pyle. She's from Mount Pleasant Mills. She's 46 years old today.
Don Lane, who apparently is from Fort Myers, Florida.
Listening on the app.
Today.
Thanks for listening on the app. Heather Coyle from Bloomsburg is 33.
Jamie Reed turns 43 today.
Joe Regal turns 70. Happy birthday, Joe.
Joe Stone from Atlas turns 48.
Josh Heater from Middleburg is 38.
Leslie Jordan from Blue Hill turns 56.
Happy birthday to Mark Mahoney. We know him from Norrie. He's 32.
Yes, Melissa Shetler from... That's her actual address.
Is it really? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
She's from right here in Central PA. I'm not going to give the full address.
There you
Turns 52 today.
Happy birthday to Morgan Roush. Love your name. 27.
Robert Rao turns 35 today.
And a happy birthday to Robin Brubaker. Robin is 70 years old today as well. Nobody on the text club.
Okay, and my slow laptop is checking the book of faces.
Somebody just did log on with the text club and said, I absolutely love that song. Lovely day. So thank you, Lisa.
Oh, it's a great one.
There you go.
Oh, here we go. Mm-hmm. Brandon Latshaw from Sealands Grove has a birthday today.
Okay.
Turns 39.
Happy birthday, Brandon. Everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always message us on the 94KX Facebook page. You can call us on the Ford Fun Line or text us at 49330. That's how you're in it to win it with Fighters Birthday Buddies. $100 could be yours. Every Friday we pick someone to win, and then you get to go shopping.
Every single day at about this time, it's Fighters
Birthday Buddies on 94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura. Beware of the person whose happy go-to song contains the lyrics, gonna have you naked by the end of this song. Just kind of be careful there. Anyway, JT, we love him. We'll check your posts on Facebook coming up in just a few minutes. This is the segment we call Happy News, right?
The good news, we love to share it every day, right about this time, 7:45-ish.
That's it. And the good news today, some really funny kind of stories. Free booze to people who are laid off.
Everyone was just awesome. Out of a job like that and just came out of nowhere. We expected maybe 50 people would kind of reach out here and there. We're up to about 1,500 to 2,000 people so far. Anybody in the industry that is currently hurting right now, DM me and I have a bottle of tequila with your name on it. Our industry was hurt the most, in my opinion, just non-essential, just was closed. If you're out of a job, just reach out to us, send us your address, and we will drop off a bottle on your front porch, write you a little thank you for everything you do. And I was just hoping to lift spirits.
Yeah, tell me about it. A small tequila company hoped to give out 50 bottles of free tequila. They've gotten over 1,500 requests. Wow. Here's a touching story. An Amazon driver in Idaho paused to drop a package on a family's porch. There was a note near the doorbell saying, please, no open door deliveries because we have a sick child in high risk of COVID-19. Their doorbell camera caught video of the Amazon delivery woman kneeling on the porch and praying.
It's been really hard for us to get through this. I just wish they understood, you know, how scared we are. I saw her do this kind of a crop. Like, oh my gosh, she's praying.
Just pray that they can make it, you know, through another day. God can touch people like that.
Isn't that amazing?
That's awesome. We need more of that in the world.
Yeah, we do. And finally, a construction worker in North Carolina was in such a rush that he lost his stimulus check. Well, Whoa. It was found. And that is good news in itself.
I never thought I was going to get a check because of moving in the past year and whatnot and my address not changing. Out of the blue, Michelle told me she found it at in a trash can at this car wash.
As he was going to throw away the trash, he saw that it was like a check because you can see that it's a check.
I was behind on rent. I work in construction, so I would work by the day. You know, that money helped put me ahead and put me on the right track. So little things like that that kind of make you a little emotional.
We're very happy that he has the check now.
Amazing people.
He stopped at the car wash, threw away his junk mail when a worker at the car wash going through the trash realized that wasn't junk mail. So
wow.
He got his check. Isn't it good to have good news?
Yes, and good on that person for returning that check. That's amazing.
Good news with Tom and Laura in the morning.
Always on 94KX.
Earlier this morning, we wanted to know ELO, Mr. Blue Sky, followed by Queen, Don't Stop Me Now, and the Bee Gees, Staying Alive, the top three. Laura, Dancing Queen by ABBA comes in at number four.
Oh, that's a great song.
Yeah, you love that song in a Flashback Friday.
I do.
Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer comes in at number five. Tabby used to work on the docks.
You know what's funny? Okay. Angie Riches commented that on the 94KX Facebook page. Living on a Prayer, of course.
There you go, Angie. Top five. Come on, Eileen is number six. God, that song annoys me. It just annoys me. Paul Simon's You Could Call Me Al came in at number seven.
Okay, that's a little weird.
It's a little silly, yeah. Walking on Sunshine. There's one we didn't talk about.
I'm walking on sunshine.
There you go. Katrina the Waves from 1983. That comes in at number 8. Number 9, You Just Can't Get Enough by Depeche Mode. That was a pretty cool song.
Great song. I like that song.
And finally, number 10, Never Gonna Give You Up.
Never Rick Gonna Let
Astley
You Down.
At number 10. I feel our listeners have done a better job. What do we have?
Okay, so Terry Lee commented on the Facebook page, Eddie Money, 2 tickets to paradise.
Oh, yes.
Right? A couple for Kenny Rogers, the gambler. Hmm. This one made me laugh out loud.
Okay.
You know our friend Mike from Bucknell.
Okay, yeah. What's up,
right?
Mike?
In Bucknell Sports Properties.
Uh-huh.
He commented, build me up, buttercup, especially when Kevin Herr sings it.
Okay. First of all, I didn't know Kevin around here sang Build Me Up Buttercup.
It has to be a sports thing when he's at Bucknell.
It has to be because, yeah, when you go to college, it's a big sorority song. I don't know why Kevin would be singing it. So anyway, can we move on?
Oh my gosh. A couple other ones. Okay. The Horizons Happy Song. That's from Donna Wagner.
Okay.
Katie Schicko says, Harry Belafonte's Jump in the Line.
Oh, wow. A little Harry Belafonte.
Right?
Okay. You guys are great. You guys are great. Keep them coming because you are the experts. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Maybe that's your happy go-to song, The Clash. Maybe not. We'll check that list coming up in about 15 minutes. Stay with us. Our top five of the day, Laura, is kind of interesting, given the news story that broke today that Twitter is putting warnings on some of the president's tweets telling you to check the facts first. Yikes.
We are living in interesting times.
Yes. The president and his tweets having fact check warnings.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Presidential tweets aside.
Uh-huh.
My rule of thumb that I kind of live by.
Okay.
Is you take anything that you read on the internet with a grain of salt.
That's a good rule.
Especially social media. Now, I'm not talking about verified news outlets. I'm not talking about if you are on some form of especially like Google Scholar and reading a quantitative or qualitative fact-checked research paper, right? I'm not talking about that.
Yeah, because none of us do that except you.
Oh, okay.
Here's my point. The majority of people, the majority of people just spew out their opinion on social media, and then somebody else reads it and says, well, you know what I read? I read that this was going on. It's like, no, you read that from your drunk friend Larry. I mean, come on.
Or a lot of times we read things through the filter of our own personal experiences and opinions.
There
and
it
then
is.
We only absorb what we want to absorb.
Very well said. That's what happens. So this could sometimes cause you to lose your job.
You have to be very, very careful. Even the president, about what you put out on social media. And Twitter is a form of social media. It's a way to connect ourselves.
There it is. So, yeah. So
the top five things.
Yeah. Go ahead, because these things for your, if you're going to work right now is one thing, working at home is another, whatever. These top five things could cost you your job.
So number one, hate speech.
Oh, there it is. I mean,
now people assume that that's just sort of words that we don't use anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But that includes negative comments or being a member of a group that discriminates in any capacity.
Wow.
Certain employers see that, you're done.
Okay, take a lesson. That's a hard number one. Very good, though. Okay.
Number two, pictures of partying.
Oh, boy. Yes. Yes.
You and I work in the entertainment industry.
Uh-huh.
So we do cheers a beverage or two on occasion.
Right. But we're never.
What this is referring to is heavy partying or drug usage.
Oh, yes.
Especially if it's of the illegal kind.
There you go. No, 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 no. And if there's something on your page or your social media, oh, that was from back when I was in college. Doesn't matter. Get it off of there. Get it off.
It follows you.
Okay. Hey, this is good stuff.
And remember, friends, once it's put out there, even if you delete it, is it really gone?
Mm-hmm.
So don't put anything out there that you wouldn't want your grandma to see, right?
There you go. Good rule.
Number three, illicit or illegal content.
Oh, yeah. You don't know. You don't
So
know.
That's anything from animal cruelty to whatever your definition of illegal or illicit is.
Okay,
just don't
good.
Put it out there.
Very good. We're getting good rules here, just in case you didn't know.
This one, it bugs me on okay. Facebook posts.
All right.
Poor grammar.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's a good point, because people would think this isn't a top five rule, but it is. If you write poorly, your employer might say, that's a reflection
Here,
on our company.
Not every Facebook post needs to be some form of English essay, right?
Right.
But just know you're there, and theirs. Know you're your and yours. Double check them, your its and itses, and just look like you have a handle on the English language.
Yes, please. Very good. Thank you for that one. And number five.
Confidential or sensitive information. So say your company put something out, you screenshot it, you post it. Whoa.
That's just wrong, people.
Yeah, it shows potential employers that you can't be trusted. You might think, oh, I'm an open book, I'm sharing. That's fine, but your company might not want you to. So don't do that.
There it is. Tom and Laura's top five. For the day. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next. Mark Lawrence has the news. Rob, the Sports Center, checks the sports card, talking NHL, restarting AccuWeather, and a whole lot more. We're looking at the country's number one happy songs, and the number one song in the country for making us happy is Mr. Blue Sky by ELO. Meanwhile, we have so many other suggestions, including Laura, who came up with John Denver. And I don't know, I never thought of that song before, Laura. But
it's so happy.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy.
You know, and that's what this list is for. So we want you to log on our Facebook page and let us know, because we, Laura and I at least, had like an oldie that makes us happy and kind of a newer song that makes us happy too. So if you have more than one, go ahead and let us know. But anybody else chiming in with songs that make you go, huh? Or songs that make you go, yes.
A lot of the songs have been really, really good ones. Mm-hmm. Donna just commented, Aerosmith, It's Amazing.
Oh, that is a good song. Thank you, Donna.
It's a great song.
Yes.
a couple people are agreeing with the ELO song.
See, and I, you know, you go back into the 70s, you don't right? really go back that far sometimes. Maybe, especially if you weren't born back then. But when you do listen to the song, Laura, you had said you were playing some ELO at your house over the weekend.
I was.
One would not think Laura would do that, but she did, and that's a good song. So it's kind of cool.
I have all my dad's old records, so.
Vinyl records,
quite the collection.
Yeah.
Vinyl. I love them.
Vinyl on the turntable. So let us know, because believe it or not, when you log on and post these songs, they might make us either say, yeah, you're right, or I got to Google that because I never heard of that. You know, so,
you know what we are doing, though?
What's
and
that?
I mean, it's halfway through the week. It's a short week, thanks to the holiday for most of us. Mm-hmm. We are compiling quite the list for Flashback Friday.
Ooh, so this could actually be kind of like a database, huh?
Mm-hmm. We could go back to all these comments, because who doesn't want to feel happy on a Friday?
You are absolutely correct. Let us know your go-to happy song on Facebook. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
That's us. 94KX, you should have stayed at home. But you didn't. You went to the Ozarks. Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV.
In Missouri this weekend. You see, they had a pool party. They called it the Zero Ducks Given Party. The St. Louis County Department of Health is urging anyone who's at this party to self-quarantine for 2 weeks. And, yeah, I'm sure the guy with the barbed wire tattoo and the three-foot mojito is going to get right on that.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, Destiny's Child. Remember those ladies, Laura?
How could I forget them?
Not exactly a happy song. Can we keep it happy today, please? You know? I guess you got to have the sad and the mad.
I love
there.
That song, though.
You got to have all
that
those
song's
emotions.
That's fantastic.
I don't have the camera on you right now. There's no FaceTiming going on. Were you dancing with the animals in the kitchen?
I may or may not have been.
There's the Laura answer we were looking for. It's a beautiful sunny day, albeit humid. It's a good day for Wednesday at the wash, isn't it? I mean, wow.
It is. Today is a perfect car wash day. And you know what? Mm-hmm. We don't mention this. Go the extra mile and use the vacuums before you go through the wash at Ultimate Express.
There you go. They're being cleaned up constantly by staff, mm-hmm. as well as the touch pads on the automated system. And they're now open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. until 6. Now, these are different hours, so remember it. If you go by 7 o'clock, it ain't going to happen. 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 6, all three locations, Ultimate Express Car Wash. And if you're a member of our text club, you get a little boost, don't you?
Already sent out this morning.
Okay.
You get that 4-digit radio promo code to get $2 off any wash in Danville on the Strip in Sealands Grove or in Williamsport.
94KX. Oh, man. You caught me dancing to that song. It was out of control. Thank goodness you can't see it. Although I wish
we should have FaceTimed this morning.
Cut that. I'm not even touching anything and buttons are firing like crazy. I think it's my sweat. I think it's like me dancing around the room caused static electricity or something. I don't know. Anyway, Sunday Best would be my 2020 happy go-to song, but
it's
I don't know if we're allowed to pick I don't know if we're allowed to pick one current song, but we have had fun all day long with our happy go-to songs. Laura and I picked an old one and then kind of a new one. Feel free to do that all day long, and we'll check the list tomorrow. That would be
great. Chime in throughout the rest of the day on the 94KX Facebook page. Some of the comments even that rolled in recently, Some Kind of Wonderful, Love Shack. They're just great, happy songs. So keep it going, because I'm telling you, we're going to use this list for Flashback Friday.
Wow, Love Shack. I guess it gets you dancing. I don't know, whatever. We had a hard time choosing one, so go ahead and choose as many as you want. Let us know. We always try to end the show with a thought for the day. Can you choose one of those?
I can.
Oh,
I have one.
Okay.
A good one. And it's positive song lyrics.
Oh, okay.
Well, rap lyrics.
Oh, wow. Okay, what do you
from
got?
Tupac.
Today's thought for the day from Tupac Shakur.
Tupac.
Okay, what do you got?
No matter how hard it gets, stick your chest out, keep your head up, and handle it.
Simple, but oh so true.
That's Tupac Shakur, Me Against the World. Great song.
Great song. Yes, great song. There you have it. Today's thought for the day. Chad Evans is coming in. He's rapping Tupac right now.
Everybody have a great Wednesday.
Yes. Have a good day, everybody. Bye.
Bye, guys.